This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
The Johnson Publishing Company in Chicago was once the pinnacle of African-American success, and that success was on display at the company's lavish headquarters on Michigan Avenue. The publisher of Ebony and Jet magazines amassed an impressive collection of works by African-American artists, and this art will be sold today at an auction house in New York City. And it's another asset the company has been forced to shed since filing last year for bankruptcy. WBEZ's Carrie Shepherd visited the auction house and explains the collection's significance.
Swan Auction Galleries is in a standard-looking office building, surrounded by scaffolding from Manhattan Construction and about a mile from the Empire State Building. Touring the collection in the open gallery space, it's clear Johnson Publishing founder John H. Johnson had a keen eye.
This art collection reflects all the things that are happening in the African-American art community. And the diversity, the different practices, abstraction, figuration, political work, it's graphic art, it's painting, it's sculpture, it's collage.
Nigel Freeman is head of the African American Fine Art Department at Swan. The works John H. Johnson accumulated matched the mission of the magazines he created. He once wrote that Ebony showed the entire Black community the positive everyday achievements from Hollywood to Harlem, about which not enough is said. That meant putting big names on the walls, like Henry Asawa Tanner, whose work Freeman says is highly sought after by museums.
Because he begins the story of African-American art. So if you're going to include African-American art in American history, which is imperative, you have to often begin with Tanner.
Tanner's 1912 oil painting, called Moonrise by Casbah, is a dark, moonlit depiction of a Moroccan Casbah. The canvas is expected to get $150,000 to $250,000 at the auction block. The entire Johnson collection is estimated to be worth up to $1.2 million. And proceeds of the sale will go toward paying back Johnson Publishing creditors. Freeman says John H. Johnson gave artists a place to be seen when they didn't have a forum.
Many African-American artists were left out, and their auction houses would not include them because they will say, well, they don't have any auction records, but how do you get a record? How do you, it's a catch-22.
Collector Daryl Walker recognized that catch-22. So beginning in the 90s, the Chicago native and former NBA player made it a mission to highlight African-American artists.
I felt the work needed to be collected and cultivated by African-Americans.
Walker expanded that mission and taught other players how to curate their own collections of African-American art. He says it's made a difference.
You have some new curators and gallery owners that say, hey, man, these artists were just as good as any other artist. These artists are undervalued, and we need to go back and collect these artists and buy some of their work.
So who will be buying art at the Johnson Publishing auction? Swan's Nigel Freeman says they do sell to museums, but those institutions often just need specific pieces to add to existing works.
With corporate collections or big estates, people often say, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if this was just acquired by a museum? But for practical purposes, that's rarely possible.
But not impossible. Just last year, iconic images from Ebony and Jet were purchased by foundations who vowed to donate the photos to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Maybe that will be the fate for artworks that help celebrate Johnson Publishing Company's once vaulted status as African-American greatness. Carrie Shepherd, WBEZ News.